Oh, because I was at the 9 at the 10.
Oh, you're much moved in yard? Okay.
I was there from 10 till 11.
Still feels a little hot in here, no?
Yeah, it's a little hot.
Yeah.
It's so warm.
I didn't feel anything right there.
Oh, it stopped.
Okay.
I don't usually be blowing. Okay, we got a lot to do. Let's go, guys. Okay. Ready? So we wanted to do some minyanim for Parish Shviz, and then on Sunday we continue Chazara. So I want to try to finish up, and then we got to get going on Monday. Probably if we get the daf test. It's a little bit of air in here. I put the chair. Start with the chair. Yeah, thank you, Danny. I got it. Some air. It's not blowing, but I guess it's still.
Yes, yeah, it's still.
Okay. Much cooler in the other room, though, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin. Okay, so we want to see. I figure that today's Yom HaTzmut, and we are celebrating HaKaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He's done for us. And this year is a Shemitah year as well. So I wanted to see the sugya. We're doing Ksubas this year. So I wanted to see the sugya pertaining marriage about if you're Mekadosh a woman, Perish Shvis. Okay? So let's see from the Mishnah here. Well, we have this din, Halacha Lamais. Let's read the Mishnah. Harold, go ahead. Why don't you read the Mishnah?
Yeah,
let's see. Go ahead.
I didn't get a packet.
Right here. Go ahead. Let's see. Yeah, right here. Go ahead. Mekadosh.
Mekadosh, Isha, Vita, or Isha, Yafusa, Yahas, Dina, Mekadosh.
Right.
Maisa the Chamesh Nashim, the Hemshte Achdios, the Likat Adam Achad, Kil Kala, Shal Tainim, Vishal Hain Haisa, Vishal Hafe, Shal Shvius Haisa, the Amar Hari Kulchan Mikudashasli, the Kala Zoo,
the Kalkala Zoo,
the Kalkala Zoo, the Kilba Achas Mehem, Al Yidei.
Right, so what's the case? The case is the guy's Mekadosh a woman and his daughter, and her daughter, and the guy's Mekadosh a woman and his sister. That's a problem. We assume that that's not a good Kedusha, okay? Because it's not clear, because he can't Mekadosh, it's not Mutta Labia. There's a big machlokes between Rav and Abaye, whether if you're Mekadosh, if you use Kedusha that's not Masurin Labia, what's the din in such a case? If you Mekadosh a woman, you can't have bia with her because you don't know which one, right? You don't know which you're Mekadosh the woman and daughter. You can't Mekadosh both. So it's not nitan labia, right? Because halacha lamaisa, you know, it's not clear lamaisa who's who. So the Gemara says, Beferish, we have this machlokes between Rav and Abaye. Rav Abaye says it's a good Kedushin. Rav says not a good Kedushin. Whenever there's a machlokes Rav and Abaye and Shas, who do we hold like? You hold like Rava, but this is one of the Yalkagams. So we assume not that way. We assume the Kedusha Chain of Masurin Labia is considered to be a Kedusha. The only thing is here, in this case, it's not clear, Allah Lamaisa, and therefore it says not clear, the Kedusha is not Chal. Legabi, you did them at the same time. Ka'achas, you can't make Kaddish two women, it's not even Chal. Okay, but in the case of five women in the story, two of the five were what? Who were two of the five? Two of the five were sisters. So two of the five, there's no Kedushin, right? But the other three, it's Chal. So if the other three, it's Chal, what's the din? The other three, it's Chal, Halacha L'maisa, but it was a basket of Shviz. So it was a basket of Shviz, he grabs it, and he's Mekadosher, and one of the women steps forward and is a Shliach for all the other women. Okay? So what do you see from this Mishnah? That if you're Mekadosher Perei Shviz, it's a good what? It's a good Kedushin. Right? The two sisters not Chal because you can't Mekadosh two sisters. But the other three women are fine. Why are the other three women fine? Because why? Evidently you can Mekadosh Perei Shviz. Let's turn to the next page. Nun Beizim et Aleph. Go ahead. The Gemara is Bedayit. Let's see. Go ahead, Libero. Yeah.
I'm a Rav.
Right.
Shpamidam Nastisen. Arba Vinakit Rav Yedea.
Plus. Right, we see from the Mishnah 4, and Rav mentioned in his hand how many? Three. Shema Mina. If in Mekadosh Beperish Shviz, what's it then? It's a good Kedushin. Let's look at Rashi. Go ahead. What does Rashi say?
Below, I'm reading Lav, the Mamono, dezocha b'hem ninu. Ela kivan dezocha b'hem mono hu kol hu chol davar. Inami delo tema li achla amarachmana velo davar acher.
So if you're Mekadosh Perish Shvi'is, what's the din? Rashi says we don't say it's what? It's not his mammon. He picked it up, it's his. And also Rashi says that we don't say it's a breach of lachol lola davracher. What are you supposed to do with Perish Shvi'is? You're supposed to eat them. So machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you're supposed to what? Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat the Perish Shvi'is, or is it only mutter to eat them? You follow me? Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat them, or is it only what? Mutter. The machleik is the Rambam and the Ramban. But you're not allowed to do business with them. We're going to see. So being Mekadosh a woman, is that considered to be business? So Rashi says not a problem. He doesn't say why. He says, number one, if you pick it up, it's yours. And number two, Lamaisa, he says that what? It's not a breach of Lacha V'Lashara. So let's see Beferish. Number one, Perish Shvi'is. What do we assume Perish Shvi'is according to the Rambam? It's a what? It's a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, it's mutter to eat. Now, what happens with Perish Shvi'is? Perish Shvi'is has to become hefker. Does it automatically become hefker, or does the man have to make it hefker? So, machlokes is the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. Does it? It's called Afkata Damalka. Does it automatically become? Afkata d'malka means, does it automatically become hefker? Or does it what? The Mabit says, is it afkata d'gavr? Is it afkata d'gavr? Does the person have to actually what? Declare it to be hefker? So do you have to actually, does the gavr have to what? Does it automatically become hefker perishvis? Or does the person have to stand up and be mafker it? But no matter what, that was done. So Rashi's mechadish here, that when these figs were picked up by the man, it's his. And therefore he was Mekadosh the woman. So you see from the Mishnah, by the other three women, it's Chal. And it's not a breach of Lach Levololol Schor. Let's see the Taisus. Go ahead. Beryl.
Mekadosh or Perish, Shvi'is Megadoshes, Perish, Bekuntres. Below Perish, Bekuntres, Lo Amrina, Lav Mimamona, Hu Lekadosh Bo, As Yisha, Kivan, Delo Ba, Ela, Mitam, Zechiah.
What? Let me ask you a question. If you have a box here on the floor and it's hefker, and you pick it up, isn't that a double push it that it's yours? What does Rashi and Tosfos have to point out that it become yours by you being zochet? Isn't that a double push it? Why would I have a hava meaning that it wouldn't be good? So let's give four different pshatim as to what the hava meaning would be. What's the hava meaning why it wouldn't be yours? What's the hava mina why it wouldn't be yours if you pick up a box? Why would it not be a problem? What do you think? Why can't you just pick it up? Number one is because why? It still might be like Meiser Sheni and what else? And like Kutchum. Meiser Sheni and Kutchum is what? According to one opinion, Meiser Sheni and Kutchum is Mamet Gavola. Maybe it's unattainable to become yours in Choshen Mishpat. It's not able to become yours. It can't become yours. You can't Mekadosh a woman with it. That's what I would have thought Perish Shvi'is is. Kamashman, it's not true. This is all to be mazal what the Havamin is. Okay, this is what the Rishash and the Pnei Yeshua say. Meister Sheni and Kachim, you might have thought Shvi'is is like that. It's Mam Gavoa. If it's Mam Gavoa, then it's not yours.
What did Rashi and Tosfos say?
Rashi and Tosfos say if he picks it up, it becomes his. That's a double posture that someone's after you pick it up, it's yours. Why would I think any different? The reason why I would think different is because why? Maybe it's not something that's unattainable. You cannot make a title on it. You can't be calling it. Maybe that's what I would have such a hava meaning. So my Sheni and Kachim is considered to be mum and what mum and gavo as a hava meaning. Shvi'is is the same thing. Kamash Mulan Rashi tell you, say, no, you pick it up, it's yours, mamish. You can Mekadosh a woman with it. Number two, a second shot, the Maharit says, maybe it's considered to be Mishal what? Mishulchan Kazachim. What does Mishulchan Kazachu mean? The Gemara says above Metziah, Tzadi Beizim Raf, if a guy works in a grape vineyard field, he has a privilege to eat the grapes. It's like torture. You work in the field, you can't eat it? That's called Mishul Shamayim. Hashem in the Shamayim granted you the right to eat the pears. the grapes. Can you give it to your wife and kids? They're not working in the field. In the vineyard, you have no right to give it over. You have a right to eat it, but it's not yours to give it to people. I would have thought the same thing as comes to what? Shvi'is. I would have thought that what? That you can eat it. Might even be a mitzvah to eat it. Mitzvah mutter. But you have no right to be konen and choshen mishpat, that you can mekadesh a woman with it, that you can pick it up. Come on, Shmuel, we assume that you can.
If it's yours, can't you be mafker to your...
What'd you say?
If it's your, if you have the right to it, can't you be mafker to your...
That's what we're saying. You know, you have a right to eat it. That's it. It's exclusive rights to eat it, Ellie. You have no ability to be counted in the title of kosher mishpat, that you could be able to give it over. That's the example that we're saying. The same thing with Perish Shvi'is. You can eat it, but as it becomes yours, you can pick it up. And it becomes yours, you can go ahead and mekadesh a woman with. That's a rational thing, saying, yes, it does become yours. This is all having me what they're coming to say not to. Don't think the other one. Don't think that one. A third shot that you could suggest. A third shot you could suggest is what? Is that maybe she has, it's the son of who? Whose field was this? Poshup shot. It was the women's field. She's thinking she's getting her own things back. Maybe she doesn't have Gemiris Das for Kedushin. They ain't look Miris Das, look Kedushin. Maybe that's what you could say the pshat was, the Havamina was. That's why it's not a good Kedushin. Because she's just thinking she's getting her what? She's getting the stuff back that she had herself.
That's not really a Havamina like. He can't be
fine. Yeah, that's true, Daniel. That is true. I was thinking that right now. But still, you might say that I would have a Havamina that he could still pick it up. He could still pick it up, Lamaisa, but. The truth of the matter is the whole word of Rashi does to pick it up to go ahead and go vayter with it to Mekadesh. So that, you're right, it's not the Poshup Shah, you're making a good horror. But what Rashi is saying, that he picks it up in order to go through with the whole process now of Mekadesh, maybe that second step won't work. Because she has no Gemiras Das. This Pshat Lamaisa is very mistabar, it's not even in Kimta. That's what the Atmos Yosef says. The Atmos Yosef wants to say that it's the son of Shalisha. And number four, a fourth shot, you could say, that Dvar Yaakov says on his own, that I would think it's a what? The Chefsa is a Dvar Hefner forever. I would think you never can attain ownership at this parish feast. It's always considered to be a Dvar Hefner. Forever. These four Havaminas Rashi and Tais are speaking to and saying that no, when the guy picks it up, it becomes his. Parish feast, Mitzvah, Mutter, Machleks, Ram, Ramban, Hafkot, the Gav, Hafkot, the Makal, Ches, Pesios, and Abit. But whatever you say, when you pick it up, Ellie, it's yours. We're talking about fruits here now. Apples, oranges. I'm not talking about growths of vegetables. That's called svichim. That's something else. Peirish shvi'is. And the Gemara says, Kori Mekadesh a woman with it. Okay, we got that? Yes, Ellie, go ahead.
Are there fruits that are excluded from this thing?
No.
You got apples, oranges, you got
anything? All peirish shvi'is. Anything grows in earth, so peiros, fruit trees, fruits of fruit trees. There's an issur to do business. Yeah, every fruit, not just shivas amin. Any fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael during the Shemitah year, which is this year, halacha lamaisa, you cannot do business with.
Why would that be? Why would vegetables be different?
I'm not talking vegetables. Is a gzeirah in the rabbanah. Even if it grows on its own, there's a gzeirah in the rabbanah called svichah. You're not allowed to do halacha lamaisa because you're not allowed. What are you not allowed to do during Shemitah year? I'm glad you brought it up. You're not allowed to plant. You're not allowed to harvest. Not to do any of that stuff. Right? But let's say the fruits and vegetables, you know, just fall off by themselves. Can you use them or not? It also has Kedusha Shvi'is. Same halacha. Also has Kedusha Shvi'is. Okay? Also has Kedusha Shvi'is. But there's a special Xerid abundance of Svichin, Lamaisa. Svichin are special growths, which is what we're not talking about. I'm talking about Peirus Ha'ilin. Okay? All right, we got this, Chlor? Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Does the Ma'a bead work with that last half minute?
Yeah, I think so. You mean the Mabit, that it's a... Yeah, however you did it, whether it was the Gav or it was automatic, it's going to remain Hefner. I think you're right. It would be fit much better if it's automatic. But I think you could still say, even if the Gavra does, it always remains Hefner forever. Okay? All right, we got that, Chlor? Next line, Beryl. Go ahead, Viker and Tysus. Go ahead.
Inami. Yish le parish. The Afal Gav, the Aser, Liknos mehem, Chavit...
Okay,
b'masnisim, davnin v'alamin beis, diktani, machron v'kiddush, v'kiddush, v'demehem v'kiddushes.
So what does Tosa say? When you're Makadosh a woman, there is an Isser Schorer. But there's no problem the guy with the king and b'diyamid, it's a good kiddushin. So Tosa says there is an Isser Schorer being Makadosh a woman. Is kiddushin creating Isser Schorer or not? Yes, Tosa says. But b'diyamid, it's a good kiddushin. B'diyamid, it's a good kiddushin. That's what Tosa says. But there is no doubt that kiddushin is considered to be Schorer. You're not allowed to do business with Perish Vis. Well, if you did it, b'diyamid, it's good. And what's the raya? Do you know what Isser Avodah Zarah is? Let's say you sell an Isser Hana. Not Avodah Zarah. Let's say you sell an Isser Hana. The money, it's also b'Rabbanan to use. But if you're Mekadesh it, it works b'diyevit. Kavachomer Perish Vis, there's no Isser Hana. If you take something that's also b'Rabbanan, like Orla. Let's say Orla, John. The first 3 years, the fruit is Orla. So halacha was, if you sell that and get money for it, it's also b'Rabbanan to use that what? Use that money. Perish Vis, there never was an Isser Rabbanan. But if I sell Orla and I get the money and I'm a Kaddish woman that it's good, how much more so Perish Vis, where there's no Isser Hana, for sure is good. That was the Raya of Tosis. But Tosis says that Kedushin is Isser Schaira, but B'diyevin, the Kedushin is Chal. Schaira
is the business?
Yeah, we call Kedushin a Schaira. But B'diyevin, he says it's good.
Rashi, you weren't preaching that. Rashi said no, right?
Rashi said to Farish that it was not considered to be what? Lo temelach lo olah d'racher. I mean, you could read into Rashi what he's saying is that's not makiv the kedushin. Okay? You could read into what he's saying is like what? You could say l'maisa what he's reading into is, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's usher.
It's not schor either.
Yeah, it's just l'chachila. Even though it's usher to buy a chefetz with them, you're buying a woman with them, but that's only l'chachila. That's posh pshah what Rashi's saying as well. Okay? All right, so we see Beferish what? We have this din of what? Of Perish Vis, and we see that Kedusha is Chal. So take a look at the very bottom. I didn't underline. You see four lines on the bottom, the Tosis Riazokin? What does the Tosis Riazokin say? What does the Tosis Riazokin say? The fourth line from the top there, Perish Vis. You see it? Where it gets wide, the Tosis Riazokin. Go ahead, Beryl.
The Perish Vis, the Afal Gav, the Amar Rahmana.
We don't say that kiddushin is considered to be schara. He says beferish. We don't say it's kischara. So the Tosis Riazakin says it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be schara. Lo ave schara. It's not schara. He doesn't say why. What's the reason why Kedusha is not Schor, according to Tosis Riazokin? And it's pretty clear to Tosin Avodah Zarah. If you turn the next page, let's see not the Tosis, but the Gemara. Where's the marker of Lachol Oshuot? It's a Gemara in Shvu, it's not Mem. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Go ahead.
Chavar Mishah Yosim, Malacha the Peir Shriyas, Schar and Shriyas. My Schar and Shriyas, Ilay Ma, the Havina, Lavu, Schar and Peir Shriyas, means is that Porachobo and Peir Shriyas.
You can't pay a guy Perish Vis, an employee, and give him fruits. That's what? That's paying a chov off the Perish Vis. V'atorah Amra. And that's an Isser of Lach Lavo L'Skorah. This is the Makor and Shas. So the Tosis, the second last Tosis on the Amid, has a Sofek. Dibramatsko Nimsa. Is there an Isser Makadosh woman with Perish Vis or not? He's not sure. Tosin of Orizara is Mistopic. Whether there's an Isser. Legabi Skorah of Kedushin. Is Kedushin Schar or not? Tosis Avodah Zarah is Mistafik, has a suffix whether there's an Isser or not. What's the Sad to say that it's Mutter, that it's okay? What's the Sad to say that it's okay? What do you say? According to the Sad that it's an Isser, the Rabbanan and Perish Vis, why is it Mutter? Halacha L'maisa. Why is it Mutter to Mekadesh the woman? Because an Isser Rabbanan Makom Peruvu is okay. That's what Tosis says. Tosis says in Avodah Zarah, he has a suffix whether it's an Isser Mekadesh and Perish Vis. According to the Tzad that it's Aser, it's an Isser Midrabbanan. And according to the Tzad that it's Mutter, why is it Mutter? Because Peruvu is overrides Isser Rabbanan. But according to Tosis, at best it's only Isser Midrabbanan, the Isser of Schorer. That's the impression that you get from our Tosis too. That B'di Yevit, it's what? But you have it, it's Chabal Chachil, it's Osir. Poshup Shah from Arta is also Skoris Durabanan. Do any Rishonim say that Isra Skoris Diraisa? The Ramban says, and the Ritva say the Isra Skoris Diraisa. Isra Skora is considered to be Midiraisa. If the Isra Skoris Diraisa, then what do you have? So then, how do you make Kaddish a woman? The Isra Skora is only when you do it with a lot of Paris. If you do it with a lot of Paris, then there's an Isra Skora. When you sell a lot, biyachad, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shviyos, Pirek Vav, Halacha Aleph. If the Issa Schar is kemocher harbe biyachad, the Rambam says. Rambam says when you're mocher biyachad a lot, when you're mocher biyachad harbe, when you're mocher biyachad harbe, what's the din? That's when there's an Issa Schar. When you're Makadosh a woman, there's only what? One payers. All it's got to be is 3 cents. Okay, you follow me, Ellie? So therefore, what we're suggesting is that what? Is that according to Taisus by us, it's b'di'evit, it's good to Kiddush. Seems like it's Issur Rabban. Taisus Riyazakin says, it's not Schair at all. Taisus B'Avod Azara says, it's a Sofek, whether it's Issur Rabban or Mutter. If it's an Issur Rabban, then it's a problem. If you're a Makadosh woman, it's still be good b'di'evit. What's the Sfar to say it's Mutter Lagamri? Because the Tzorach Mitzvah that he got rid of the Issur Rabban. But there are Rishonim that say it's an Issur D'oraisa. It's an Issur D'oraisa. So how's the Kiddush and Chal? Because this is Chorus when the Mocher is Biyachad Harbe. When you do a lot of what? Of selling and buying and selling a fruit. When you Makadosh the woman, it's only one fruit. So it's not a problem at all. Halacha L'maaseh. It shouldn't be a problem at all. So that's the Kiddush we want to bring out. But the truth of the matter is that we're going to give 3 Sforas now why the Teis Riyazakin said it's not Sforas. Number one is, it's only when you do a lot. And here you're not doing a lot. Maybe that's why the Teis Riyazakin held there was no what? Kiddush is not an Isser at all. Possible. But the Yushalmi writes Beferish. The Teres Royim writes that Yushalmi says it's Usser Mekadosh woman in Perish Vis. It's Usser to do it. If you did it, it's Cha. Yushalmi can't argue on the Mishnah. If you're Mekadosh the Perish Vis, the Kinyan is Cha. But the Yushalmi says it's Usser to do it. Usser Mekadosh woman in Perish Vis. Now, why is it a problem? Says the Torah's Rhyme. If it's a Shomer Pruta, that's a Davar Mu'ud. What's the answer? Because it's done Derech Schora. If it's done Derech Schora business, Aser Afilu Mu'ud. It's Aser even a what? Even a little bit.
Who would be Schora that's not Derech
Schora? So, it's a good point. The truth of the matter is, Daniel, the Kesef Mishnah says it's always should be Mu'ud because anything that's less than Muslim 3 Sudas should be okay. But maybe you could call Kiddush an Asik Yadoyla. Kiddush is called an Asik Yadoyla. It's like a big business. And therefore what? And therefore it's considered to be what? It's a big decision. The question is, it's the biggest decision in your life. Does that affect Choshen Mishpat? Because it's the biggest decision in your life, does that affect Choshen Mishpat or not? So the Torah's Rhyme says, Derek Schor, even a Mu'at, Kiddush should be an Asik Yadoyla. That's why the Yushalmi said it's Asur. So it's going to be Usr, halacha l'maaseh. The only thing is that Yushalmi says it's Usr, but again, it's Usr. The question is it Chal? It's always Chal. The issue is never going to prevent the Kedusha from being Chal. We have to get that clear. If you're Mekadosh the parachute, it's always good Kedusha. The question is, were you over Nisr or not? Tzitzit says you're not over Nisr. The other Yushalmi say maybe it's the Rabbanan. Usually Skor is the Rabbanan. It might be Diraisa. Here, it's not a problem if it's what a little bit. But the Torah's Rhyme says, Yushalmi said, no, it's always Derech Schor. So Daniel says, you're right. I guess you could create a scenario. It's not Derech Schor. You don't have a business. You're not buying and selling all the time. You do like a one-time thing. If you do a one-time thing, so Kedushin is considered to be an Asik Adoyla. So therefore, it's a big decision. The question is, there's a big decision. Is that Musar? Or does that take effect in Choshen Mishpat that we call that Schor? It's the biggest decision you make in life. Is that considered to be what? A financial? Does that happen after Minichol Shemishpur? Is that only in Hilchos Derech Eretz? So that's what the Torah's Rhyme is saying, that it's Asra Afilu B'Mu'ud. Kiddushin is Asik what? Asik Yadol. You follow me? So it comes out of Kiddush. So what do we have so far? Chlor. Kiddushin is Chal of Perishvish. The question is, are you over this Ischar? Are you 3 possibilities. Maybe not at all, like the Tosfos read. Maybe yes, it's the Rabbanan. And maybe yes, Lamaisa might be the Araisa, seemingly like the Yushalmi. But the Kedushin is still Chal. Why would the Yushalmi say if it's only a little bit of Nisid Araisa? You're not doing a lot, but Teretz is because Kedusha is an Asik Adol. That's why it would be an Issa D'Oraisa. But it doesn't prevent the Kinyan from being Chal. Okay? It doesn't prevent the Kinyan from being Chal. Now, how many Svaras have we said so far for the Teretz is written? Why would Kedusha not be an Issa Schara? Number one is because it's only a little bit. I want to give you two other Svaras. Two other Svaras why, in fact, it might not be Schara. What the Teretz Riazakim is saying. Not the Teretz is written. Teretz Riazakim. You know, you could view Kedushin as not a regular Kinyan Momenus. But Avni Meluim in Simon Beis quotes the Rashba. The Avni Meluim in Simon Mem Beis quotes a Rashba that says that what is the concept of what? What is the concept of Kedushin? It's a Kinyan Isser. Akuli Alma. Akuli Alma. On the whole world, it's a Kinyan Isser. Akuli Alma. He's not mutter to her till Nisuin anyway. We describe Kedusha as a Kinyan Isser. It's considered to be a Kinyan Isser. It's not classical Kinyan Mamun that's considered to be Choshen Mishpat. And therefore, it cannot be labeled as an Isser Schayer. An Isser Schayer is a Choshen Mishpat. Granted, you Makadosh a woman, do you buy her? Yes. But I don't describe it classically as the classical Choshen Mishpat thing that should be an Isser of Schara. That's not called an Isser of Schara. She's not like chattel. She's not like a box. The Kedush is also called Kumli Alma Kehektish. Granted, there's Kesef Shtar and Biyat. And Yushami has the Havni and Gusman say they need all three. That there's a financial element. The Kesef is the financial element. The Shtar is the Isser. And the Biyat is the marital element. And there's a Havni and Yushami have to do all three. Kamashma, one of the three suffices. But the bottom line is that the Kedushin is considered a Kinyan Isser al Kuli Alma. We don't call that Schorim. Lo Have Schorim. That is not called Schorim. This is a second shot we want to offer as to why there's no Isser of what? In the Taisus Riazakim, why there's no Isser of Schorim at all. Rashi and Taisus held that there was. Rashi told us that there was. Taisus Riazakim saying no. So we give him two Svaras. Number three, a third Svara might be. There is a whole shiloh in the Gedolei Achronim. How does Kinyan Kesef work? In Simen Kuf Tzadi in Choshen Mishpat. How does Kinyan Kesef work? You know what Kinyan Kesef is? You buy money. What are the three ways you can do real estate? What are the three kinyan for real estate? Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. You give money, you give over Shtar. What's Chazaka? Three things. Either you walk around the field, build a fence, or dig a hole. That's how you make a kinyan in real estate. How do you make kinyanim in metalton, in movables? Agbah, Meshicha, the different kinyanim. The only kinyan that works for both is kinyan suitor. Right? That's why it's an archetypical kinyan. Kinyan suitor. The Rav said it's a kinyan das. Right? It's a meeting of the minds. So let me ask you the following. It's possible to suggest, but like it's the taz and the small. Is Kinyan Kesef, is it called Kesef Kinyan, or is it called Tmurus? Tmurus Kesef. Meaning that if you buy a $100,000 house, you give a dollar bill to a guy, can that be a Kinyan? It's like instead of digging a fence, or digging a fence or walking around it, or digging a hole, you gave a dollar bill. That's called a Kinyan. Or do you say it's just you're on your way to buying the value of the house? And the fact that you gave the first dollar bill is enough for you to be Kona. But it's like you're doing a down payment. The down payment, Lamaisa, is that the first installment was the first dollar bill. And that's what you gave over.
What's the difference here?
In other words, is the dollar bill itself called a Kinyan itself, like you would do Hakbal, like you would do Meshicha? Giving the dollar bill is a way to be Kona the object. Or do you just view the first dollar bill as just being what? The first dollar bill of just buying its value. You follow me? Is it Tmuris Kesef or is it a Kinyan Kesef? Is a Maisa Kinyan on its own? I don't view it as like the first installment of paying $100,000. You follow what I'm saying?
What's a Nafkamina?
Nafkamina is this case by Kedushin. This is a general machlokes in Choshen Mishpat. But by Kedushin, what must you say? This is where Reb Chaim Ozer always held. Kedushin, when you buy a woman, when you marry a woman, she's priceless. She should be priceless. She's worth 3 cents? It's insulting. When it comes to Kedushin, it has to be, what's the lomdus, Yosef? It's got to be Kesef Kinyan. When it comes to Kedushin, everyone holds. it's Kesef Kinyan. Now for Schora, for the Isser of Schora and Shvis, the Isser of Schora and Shvis, what is it? It's only given to Schora when you engage in what is called Tmuris Kesef, when you're buying a value. If you engage in just making a Kinyan, that's not Schora. You follow what I'm saying? So this is a new Svara, why we could say, a third Svara, why the Tetzvi HaZaken views Kedushin as not being Schora. He views Kedushin as not being Schora because the mechanics of Kesef Kinyan, which it was in this case, is Kesef Kinyan. To be a breach of Schora, it has to be Tumuris Kesef. And when it comes to Kedushin, everyone does Kesef Kinyan. Memeila, lo have it what? Lo have it Schora. It is not considered to be business. Yes, this is the Achiezer's pshat. Rabbi Zalman, the Afikayam, they say Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chaim Ozer. This is the pshat they want to suggest. You follow me?
Yeah.
So this comes out, Lamaisa, Perishvis. Kedushin is definitely good. The question is, were you over Perishvis or not? Rashi, Taisus seem to say that you are. It's not Makiv. The Ramban seems to say that normally Schar is Diraisa. That's only if you do it Har B'Yachad. Here you only did a little bit. Teres Roim said, no, the Shami says it's an Issa Diraisa even by Kedushin. It's Chal in the Kenyan Shabbat because he says it's such a big decision. We're saying that Taisus Riazaki and Bechlau said it's not a problem of Schar. Three svaras. Either because it's only a little bit, you give me a shava pruta. Number two, it's because why? It's a different type of kinyan called an kinyan isra kuliyama kehekdish. And that is what? Isra kuliyama kehekdish. That's not called schora. And number three is the mechanics of kinyan kesef. General machlaikis, is it kesef kinyan or tmuris kesef? When it comes to kedusha, everyone gives it kesef kinyan. She's priceless. So you give her the dollar bill, that's how you're being coded. That's not called schora. Okay, Beryl, you got it. Okay.
Where's the
Achiezer? He quotes the Achiezer. It was a Talmud of Chaim Ozer. Okay, you follow me? That's the Afikayam. Okay. Now this. So that was the. This is the first Mahalach. This is the second Mahalach. Now we go to the third Mahalach. We got a problem. Let's go to the next page in the packet. Go ahead, Beryl. There's a general Machloikis all over Shas between Rav and Abaye. What's the general machlokes in Rav and Abaye all over Shas? Do you know what the Isser of Tmur is? What's the Isser of Tmur? The Isser of Tmur is what? What's the Isser of Tmur? Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani. What does Tmur mean? I'm Makdish Behema A. The Torah says there's an Isser Lav Lo Yamir Lo Yachlifenu. I'm not allowed to exchange the Kusha from Behema A to Behema B. Lo Yamir Lo Yachlifenu. And if I do, what's the din? Who utmarasa yiye? The kedusha stays on behema A, and is also transferred to behema what? To behema B. That's a chalois change. Does it work or does it not work? Yes, it works. E oven mahani.
Did you say tamuruk?
So machloikas tin abaye and rubble. When you transgress a lav, that's a status. Did it take effect or did it not? You got that, General Machloikas? Read the Gemara. Go ahead. What do you say, Beryl?
So Amar Abaya, Kol Nosa de Amar Rachmana Lo Tavid, Im Avid Mahani. The Isal Kedash Kol No Mahani, Amai Laki. Rava Amar Lo.
So what does Abaya say? E Avid is what Mahani? Because if it's not Mahani, you didn't accomplish anything. Why are you flogged for it? The first mission in Tumur says if you did that, you're flogged for it. I Lav Shem Amaisa, the Diburkov and Maisa, the Diburkov and Maisa. Your keyboard creates a mice. So Abaye says, you better believe that it's Mahani, because what have you accomplished that you should get flogged for? What does Rava say? Go ahead.
Rava Amar Lo Mahani. Midei Vahai Delaki Mishom Da'avid Amimra Rachmanahu.
What does Rava say? It doesn't work. Because why? So it doesn't work, you didn't accomplish it. So what are you flogged for, according to Rava? What's the answer? What are you flogged for, according to Rava? If it didn't accomplish anything, what do you flog for? What does Rava say? Because you transgressed the words of who, Beryl? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what do we, in Kol Torah Kula, who do we pass like Abaye the Rava? Rava. What does Rava say? Eavid, Lo Mahani. Let me ask you a question. You were Makadosh a woman with Peter Shvis. According to Rishonim, it says it was Nisuskara. How was it Chal? If you hold like the Taisus Riazokain, that it wasn't Skira, then the Kasha doesn't start. But if you hold like the other Rishonim, it's Nisuskara, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon, how is it Chal? Lo Mahani, you hear the Kasha? It's a bomb Kasha. Johnny, you got this?
No.
Now listen.
I got lost. What was Tamura? The exchange? You're exchanging.
Yeah, Behem A. Yeah. You transfer the Kishon from Behem A to Behem B. You're not allowed to do that. It's too lava. If you do it, who Tamura Sayyid? There's an essay. But it's Chal. So there's General Machlik's Rav and Abaye. Rav says, don't bother me to exert a kosov. Special exception. You follow me? But he generally holds the other Lomahani. So how can the Kedushin be Chal of Perishvis? Lomahani shouldn't be Chal. If you hold like the Tais Riazak and Kasha doesn't start, it wasn't Schayr. But according to the other Rishon, Rashi Tais said it was Nisus Schayr. You hear the Kasha? Johnny, you got it torn out?
Yeah.
Oh. So what do you say, Yosef? How are we going to answer this Kasha? So let's give a few Terutzim. Number one. Daniel, we once discussed this, you remember? Do you say you have a Lomahani and Issid Rabbanon? So, I always thought that you do say it, you have a Lomahani and Issid Rabbanon. But I want you to know, not everyone agrees with you. The Chassam Sofer, the Farish, says, by an Issid Rabbanon, no Rebuta say, you have a Mahani. Let's get the first Teretz. The first Teretz is, by an Issud Rabbanon, the Chassam Sofer and the Noda Buda say, Iavid Mahani. Now this is, we're going to say according to most Rishonim, Rashi Taitz at least, it's as far as the Rabbanon. So therefore, no problem. However, the small says, where's the small I gave you? The small is in Choshem Mishra, Reish Chesif, Kon Gimel, and the Tferes Yisrael. And Perek Gimel, Os Gimel. The Tferes Yisrael, Perek Gimel, Os Gimel, says, Beferish by an Issud Rabbanon, we say, Iavid Lo Mahani. So we got a Kasha.
Perek Gimel,
Lo Mahani. Perek Gimel, in Mishnayis. Okay?
Which
Mishnayis? The Tferes Yisrael, Lo Mahani, in the Mishnayis. In Shvi there.
Oh, in Shvi. Okay.
Perek Gimel, yeah, Os Gimel. Okay? He says, Beferish, you say it. Now, we had a Gemara and Ksubis I gave you. I pay Alephim and Beis. What does a Gemara and Ksubis pay Alephim and Beis say? Let's take a look. What does Gemara say? Hey, Aleph and Beis Gemara has a case where a husband dies without any kids, and the Yavim is waiting to do Yibum. Correct? The Yavim is waiting to do Yibum. So what do you do? There was two brothers surviving. Now the older one's going to do the Yibum. The younger one says, one second. If you do Yibum, that means you're going to get the whole property, the whole real estate of the dead brother. The younger brother says, let's split it before you do Yibum. He says, fine. But the Chacham made a takana, you're not allowed to sell a Yavama's property until you marry her. He went ahead and sold it to the younger brother. They were going to split it in half. The Gemara says in the name of Yosef, it's not Chal the Mechiru. Pay Alephim and Beis. Zog the Gemara. Says the Gemara, pay Alephim and Beis. Who gavered the Nuffle Yavama Bapubadisa? I'm sorry, yeah, it says Beferish. Yeah? Who gavered enough for Yavama Pudusa? Boy, Achvel Mifsul Begita Mine. The younger brother wanted to have a get given, which stopped the brother from doing Yibum, so the brother wouldn't take all the property. Amalei Mai Daitach. Mishum Nichse Ana Benichse Palkinilach. He says, what are you trying to do to me? The Yavam says to his younger brother. He says, I'll just split the property with you. Amar of Yosef came to Marabon to Lisbon. Avakata Zavin Loav Zvini Zvini. The Rabbanan said that here is not gold. The Rabbanan said, the Mechir is not good, it's not good, it's not Chal. This was an issue of the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to sell the property until he marries her. But he sold the property to his younger brother. Once the Rabbanan Yosef say that you can't sell, it's not a good sale. That's an issue of the Rabbanan. It says, Iavid lo mahani, no, Daniel? It's Beferish of Gemara.
It's B'shem Abaye also.
B'shem the Gemara.
Abaye, and then later on the Gemara, Abaye himself says it. And that would be Lashitasa.
Well, Abaye says general Iavid Mahani.
Iavid Mahani, right.
Right, but I'm just saying the Gemara says Beferish Iavid Lo Mahani and it is the Rabbanan.
When he says he's going to split it with him, why can't it be after the Yavam?
You can't, because once you get the Yavam, once the Yavam is done, that's it. The Yavam gets all the property.
He can't give an over.
He could give him a tana. He could do anything he wants. But I don't know. But maybe he was. Yeah, but okay. He probably doesn't. Probably doesn't think the guy's going to do it once he gets the whole thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Better off with that.
No, but now they're of equals. That's what he's saying. Now they're equals. Once he's cone of the whole thing, he doesn't know he's going to give him a ton. It's a good point, but I guess...
Yeah, I mean, but they're not really equals because he can't do anything about it. Because
well, they thought they could do it. Rav Yosef says the Mechir is not chal. They thought they could do it, but the Mechir is not chal. You see that in Nisid the Rabbanan, it doesn't what? You see Yavid Lomani said by Nisid the Rabbanan.
Okay.
So how do you get out of that if you hold like the Chassam Sofer and Noda Behuda? You follow me, Johnny? If you hold the Yavid Lomahani, he works on, is Lomahani even a Nisid Rabbanan? But we just point out the Chassam Sofer no to be to say by Nisid Rabbanan, it's Yavid Mahani. So I gave it to Rebbe Chonon. What does Rebbe Chonon say on Pei Alpha and Vase? What Os do we say? On Pei Alpha and Vase, Rebbe Chonon says Os Reish Pei Ches. He says the Rabbanan made a Takana L'Tovah say Yavama. It's a special Takana L'Tovah say Yavama. To help out the Yavama. It's done L'Tovah say Yavama. We do a takana tova l'tovas yavama, and the rabbanon say they didn't want the mecher to be chal even bidi yevid. It's a special din. Now the Chassam Sofer writes that yevid lomahani does. What do we say? Yevid lomahani and instead rabbanon we don't say yevid lomahani. We say mahani. So what do you do with this gemara? So you can say like Rabbi Chanan, or he says hefker based on hefker. Kach tiktu chacham. It's a special din. So that's what we want to point out. So it's good because I always thought it was a makubal gemara. That we always say Yavid Lomahani, even on Nisim of the Rabbanan. We always say it even on Nisim of the Rabbanan. You see, you can limit and constrict this Gemara. They said they only did it Latova say Yavam, or it was Hefker Bezen Hefker. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. But the first answer that we're saying is that by Nisim of the Rabbanan, Rava said Yavid Lomahani, how does the Bekadis of Peri Shriis work? Nisim of the Rabbanan, we say Yavid Mahani. I, the small, the small says in Issu the Rabbanan, we see Yavid Lomahani. So we're back to the Kasha. Right? We're back to the Kasha. What do those Achronim do with this Gemara and Ksubis and the Psalm Sofer? You didn't say it's a special din in Ksubis. Okay. There's another answer we could give. In Isser Essay, we say what? We don't say Yavid Lomahani. Lo Omrim, you know, it's much easier to say. We don't say Yavid Lomahani, we're just going to say Mahani. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's a flip side of saying. This is an Isser Essay. What's an Isser Essay? What's the concept of an Isser Essay? Lo'olam ben tavodu. Keep your Rebbe Kanani in the state of servitude. You're not allowed to be Meshacher him. You're not allowed to be Meshacher the Rebbe Kanani. Lo'olam ben tavodu. You got to keep him in the state of servitude. Doesn't say Al Teshacher. Lo'achlov lo'lasor also is an Isser Essay.
Marrying a Mitzri.
Only by, correct, another example we had. So what do you see from this? That you only see Yavid Lomahani at an Isser Lav. By an Isser Essay, we say Mahani. This is an Isser Essay.
But isn't according to Ramban, isn't it a Lav?
No, it's L'Achalov L'Lascheru. Everyone agrees that. Now, this answer is given by who? This answer is given by the Pnei Yoshuit, based on the Ksav Sofer. Rabbi Kivager and the Chuvas doesn't buy it. He says, even by an Isser Essay, we say Lomahani. That's a second difficult. So that's the second thing we want to say. By an Isser Essay, we say what? We say Mahani. But Rabbi Kivager doesn't buy it. So we need to come up with a third terz to answer this kasha, Yavid Lomahani. What's the third terz? Who's the Isser Schoir on? What do you say?
The girl, the woman.
No, there's a Ma'arit. We're going to get to that. What's the Ma'arit say? What does the Ma'arit say? The only time you see Yavid Lomahani is what? If it's Misakin Isser. The Ma'arit says, you only see Yavid Lomahani, it's Misakin Isser. Are you being misakin the Isser here? Even if the Isser schar is not totally with the Kenyan schal, it's the fact you attempted to work with the fruit. You understand what I'm saying? The fact that you attempted to work with the fruit is an Isser schar. The Kenyan wasn't chal. I don't care. You're still over the Isser schar. So you're not going to apply the principle of Yavid Lomahani. You only applied it if it's misakin the Isser. At the end of the day, you weren't misakin the Isser. Because even if you say that the Kenyan wouldn't be chal, so you still will be over.
Why? Because if the king had no schar happened.
What did you say?
Because if the king had
that's what I'm saying. The Isser schar is not totally in the Kenyan. Schar is your attempt to work with the fruit.
Really?
Yes, your isaskus in the fruit. Right. Okay. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush you want to suggest. That's what the Sefer Dvar Yaakov wants a tiny.
Where else do we see that?
That's what he wants a tiny. That the isaskus with the pears is like schar. Therefore, if you do a little bit, it's mutter. If you're only working with a little fruit, it's a lot, then it's a problem. It's totally in how much you're working with. So even if the kin is not chal, you're over the yisr of what? Schayra. So the only time to see Eved Lo Mahani is if what it would help you from the second yisr. Here it wouldn't help you. So memeila, at the end of the day, we don't apply the principle of Eved Lo Mahani, so the kedusha tak is chal.
Is that a special din in the schor by Shvius or schor in general?
No, like no, no. There's no other din of schor. Usually you don't have any.
Is your schor other isurim with regard to din ominous, like ona and ribis? Those are...
Yeah, but each one is going to be different, Pash. Yeah, but schor is like... Ribis is different. The interest... B'chur, you don't have another type of isur schor.
Ona?
Yeah, ona is overcharging, but it's not considered being in business in that sense.
Why?
Lomai said that's totally whether that lechura has to be totally in whether, you know, is the kinyan going to be chal poshim shat. You don't have really another example of this being Isaac in something. This is the issur schar. So this is why how we want to answer this din of yavid lomahani. Okay, so that's the third mahalach we had today. The first is what the havamina was, and when you pick it up, it wouldn't be yours. The second is what is there an issur schar or not. The third one is, if there's a schar, what about Yevet Lomani? Number four now. And there's a problem here. What's the problem here? Are you? What's the problem?
No, I just have to go early.
Okay. The problem is, halacha lemaisa is the following chiddush. It's ein shliach ledvar aveira. What is the problem of ein shliach ledvar aveira? What is the problem of ein shliach ledvar aveira? What do we have here by ein shliach ledvar aveira? The woman what? The woman was a shliach on behalf of who? The other women. That's a breach of ein shliach ledvar aveira. Now, Tosfos has a sheet in Bav Metzian Daf Yud that says ein shliach ledvar aveira applies to what? Says that the whole thing is not chal. You guys know what ein shliach ledvar aveira is? What does that mean? You ask a person to turn the light on for you on Shabbos. Who gets the aveira? The guy. You should listen to Hashem, not me. Divrei Rav Divrei Talmid Mishomer. So according to the Shita that says Ein Shliach Levar Aveira, the Shlichus is not Chal. Ein Shliach Levar Aveira, according to one Shita, Ein Shlichus Chal. The Shlichus is not Chal. It's no Chalois. 2 days of Bar Mitzvah in Tosfos and Yudim and Beis. Famous 2 days. Whenever you say Ein Shliach Levar Aveira, what does that mean? Does Ein Shliach Levar Aveira means that the whole thing is not Chal? So if you hold like that Shita, how is the Kiddushin Chal here? She's doing an Aveira on behalf of the other women. Ain't she the Aveira? So therefore, it shouldn't be Chalom, I see. You follow me? According to that one day in Tosfos, it's a strong, strong Kasha. Very strong Kasha. So what do you say? So first of all, you could say, maybe you don't say Ain't she the Aveira by what? By an Issud Rabbono. By an Issud Rabbanan, this might be an Issud Rabbanan, you don't say Ein Shliach Levar Aveira. You say Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira. So it's definitely Chal. That's one answer. Another answer is, according to Tosfos, if it's Shogeg, maybe she didn't know she was doing anything wrong here. By Shogeg, Tosfos has a general sheet that you say Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira. Because Dibir Av, Dibir Talmud Mishomer can't be said if it's Shogeg. I asked a guy to turn a light on Shabbos. He didn't know that turning a light on Shabbos was Asur. So how can you say, listen to Hashem and Ami? He didn't know it was Asur. The Ritva argues on that. The Ritva says that the Makor of Ein Shliach Levar Aveira is a kasha. It's not based on the Svarim. You follow me? So how many answers do we have so far? We asked the kasha Ein Shliach Levar Aveira. Number one, Terence, is what? Maybe Nisud Rabbanan. If it's Nisud Rabbanan, maybe you don't say Ein Shliach Levar Aveira. It's Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira. So it's going to be Chal. Number two, Shogeg. If you don't like Taiz, it's Shogeg. Okay, it's against the Ritva. What's number three? What would you say three is? This is a very, very mechudish teretz, but who's the Issur Schar on, says the note of Yehuda? On the mocher. Maybe the whole Issur Schar is only on the mocher. When you talk about this Issur Schar and Shviz, maybe this Issur Schar is rock ala what? Al ha-mocher. Why? Because what's the Issur Schar? Why don't you get this down? Yes, if you're with me. The Issur Schar maybe is a bittle of eating it. It's a bittle of eating it. You're doing business with it and not eating it. But the buyer is going to eat it, Daniel. The seller is the one who's not eating it. So the seller is the one who gets the isser. The whole nature of this ischayra is a bittle achila. But if the buyer eats it, then he's not over his ischayra. It's only on the mocher. This is the sheet of the Kappas Tmorim and the Nodeb Yehudim. You follow me? The Machnas says it's wrong. The Machnas says this is Schoiras on what? The Machnas says this is Schoiras on who? Is on both. Is on the Mocher and the Kona, because he holds it's the Isaskas, like you said, Daniel. As long as you're involved in a deal. You need both parties for the deal. If you need both parties for the deal, then you got a problem. Okay? The Etzes Schoir is Usher. Okay? It's Nitin Lechila Lola Schoir. Both are over the Isser. They both engage in the business deal. But if you hold the Bittel Achila, it's on the Mocher, not the Lokeach. So the Mail, if you hold like what the Kappas Tmorim and the Nodeb Yehuda, we ask the Kasha in Shlich Levar Aveira. It's not a Kasha. Why is it not a Kasha? Why is it not a Kasha in Shlich Levar Aveira? Because the Aveira is only on who? On the Mocher. The Aveira is only on the what? Only on the Mocher. And the woman is being called to the Paris L'Shem Kiddushin. She's not over an Aveira. Think about this, guys. What is happening? He's being koned to the woman. When you marry a woman, you're being koned to the woman. But she's being koned. He's being koned to the woman, and she's being koned to the ring. And in this case, she's being koned to the what? The parish fees. She's the buyer. He's the seller of the parish fees. He's the one who transgressed this discard, not her. So it's not Nishkin of Eira. The man is not Nishkin of Eira. It's a murder to get terrorists. You follow me? In Kedushin, you buy the woman. But she's also buying the item you give her, the ring, and in this case, the perishvies. She's the buyer, you're the seller of the perishvies. In the Kedushin, she's selling herself, and you're buying her, the chassan. You follow me? See how you have to view it, Ellie? So mainly, you follow me, Johnny? Let's get it down. I mean, there's no cash in it. There's no listen of sucker at all. Yes, Daniel, what do you say?
It's a lifnei iver, though, right?
Oh, so these are lifnei iver. Boshup shot, probably me the Rabbanim though, because you could do it with someone else. I don't. Probably you could do it with some. Are you over lifting even a Torah? Could be, okay. Could be over, but that's not going to block the Kedushin, Boshup shot. Still over an Aveira, Boshup shot. Of lifting even. Is it lifting even a Torah? Lifting even a Torah as long as Trey Aver the Nara. He's on the other side of the river, and I'm the only one that can give him the coast, the Yayan Lenozim. It's only accessible through me. That's what we assume the halach is, okay?
There's only an Isser of buying, not selling.
So we're saying Isser of Schoir is only on the seller, according to Kappas Tmorim, the Nodeb Yehuda. Machnas says it's Isser on both. That speaks to what the Getter and Din of Schoir is. Is Schoir on the what? Is it a Bittul Achila? So then you can understand why it's only on the Mocher, because Lokech might be eating it. But if you hold it to the Isaskis in the commerce, then it's Isser on both, no matter what. So I'm saying if you take that approach, the whole Kasha doesn't start. That's what we're suggesting the conditions. Follow me? That's what we're suggesting the conditions. Okay? All right. Now, what do we have here? So, we covered how much now? Let me give you one other teretz, the mice. One other teretz of this, and then I want to get to Chumash and the meaning of Yom HaTzmut. One other teretz, the mice. You know, there are exceptions to the rule in Shlich Levar Aveira. What are the categories where you have an exception?
Meiser.
Meiser, not Meiser. Mi'ila. Mi'ila, you say Yei Shlich Levar Aveira.
Truma.
No. Tvichu Mechira. You shecht and you sell a what? Shecht and sell a cow after you stole it. And what's the third one? Shlich Hashyad. If you're a Shom Rechinim, those three categories you say what? Yei Shlich Levar Aveira. Tosas add on any time the guy's a shogun. It's always Yei Shlich Levar Aveira. Shammai Hazaken also said it by murder. We don't hold like Shammai Hazaken. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Let's say you steal an animal and you ask a shliach to shecht it. So who gives the Aveira? I do, because I'm the Mishaleth. But let's say he goes out and shechts on Shabbos on his own. What's the din in that case? Right. There's an Aveira. On the Aveira of shechting, you should say Yei Shlich Levar Aveira. But on the fact that he shechted on Shabbos, he did that on his own. We say Ein Shlich Levar Aveira. What's the din? No, what does the Mishaleh Melech say in that case? Perek Gimel Lachavav. He says he went and shechted it on his own on Shabbos. It's not shaykh to say lo shaykh lomer ein shliach levar aveira mitzat isha Shabbos. Okay, since the I didn't command him to do it on Shabbos, he did it on his own, right? So vis a vis Shabbos, he gets the aveira. You follow me? These are these Shabbos, he gets to there. We go back and we say, Inchlit Levar Aveira. You follow me? So say the same thing here. What do you mean say the same thing here? What happened here? The other women appointed what? Appointed her to be a shliach. Right? Were they mitzava her to be the Kaaba Perishvis? She did it on her own. That's not a shliach Levar Aveira. The shliach did it on her own. She took the basket of fruit. The basket of figs that were. They didn't command her to take what? They didn't command her to do an Aveira to take what? Perishvis? She did that on her own. So maybe the kasha doesn't start.
Whose answer is this?
That's according to the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech has that concept. Who says this answer? The Machna gives this teretz. That's what the Machna gives that teretz. Halacha l'maisa. Because in that case, halacha l'maisa, that's what we assume. L'maisa, hear what? Lo chelik shel atzivui. It wasn't a chelik of the tzivui. Okay, fine. So let's get to now. So that was the Malach wanted to do today about Perishvis. Sunday, Bezushim, we got to go weiter in the Chazorah. Okay? Where is everyone holding the Chazorah? You already up to Daf Tes? Everyone's up to Daf Tes? Okay, so we have to do the Chazorah. But Monday, we'll probably start Daf Tes in the Chazorah. Well, okay? But
the Shabbat Brachos?
No, we still got a Chazor Sunday, Shabbat Brachos.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. You can go ahead. Daniel, you can go ahead. It doesn't have to be commensurate, okay? You can go ahead in the Chazorah.
Can we move the Bechina a day back?
No, it's May 7th on Thursday.
We make it May 6th. There's Lago Omer that day.
Well, we don't want to. What's wrong with that? No, you have the Bechina in the morning.
I'm saying, I don't know, guys might be doing stuff at night.
Hey, Bechina, Jack. Okay, let's conclude. Afterwards, in the afternoon, you can do the Bechina. Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, let's get to the following now, in the Chumash. Okay, we have in the Chumash the following. You know, in 1944 in the spring, there were, the Allies had all the skies clear. They were in control against the Nazis. And if there had been one mission to blow up the railroad tracks, perhaps 750,000 Jews would have been saved. Spring of 1944, 750,000 Jews in Hungary were killed. Roosevelt would allow one flight to destroy the tracks, okay, maybe some of the Yidden would have starved, but a majority of them would have been saved. It's unbelievable. And we have to think about that Karsatov HaKadosh gave us Eretz Yisrael. There are 6 million Jews living now in Eretz Yisrael. That's also a chilling number connected to 6 million Korbanos in the Shoah. And the truth of the matter is that the message that we have to have of how we have Eretz Yisrael is that we have to be people that have a Lev Tov. You know, 49 is Lev Tov. That's what Svir is all about. To be a Lev Tov, to be a person that's a forginner. You know what a forginner is? A giver. Hashem is a forginner. We have to follow Hashem. You have to be a forginner. You have to give to people. Do you know what the Kohelis Rabbah says? Why, the reason why Talmid Rebbe Akiva died? Why? Do you know why?
They never lived Torah.
They were stingy in Torah. They wanted to hoard the Torah. They didn't want to give it over. The opposite of Ahamidu Talmidim Harbe. You have to give over. They have to. You know what the Gemara Sol Shisharm says? Rav Preda said over a piece of Gemara 400 times in one Talmud, and then he said it over 800 times. And then it says right afterwards, he lived a long life. What's the message of the Gemara? The message of the Gemara is that Hashem banks the time when you teach the Talmidim. Shouldn't have an attitude that, I got to learn myself. This is going to stop and hinder and stunt my growth because I have to say over the Torah. That's the essence of giving over from Rav to Talmud. That is the Iker. That's the Mesorah. Why does the Avelis end at the 33rd day? You just brought up Lag B'Omer, Johnny. Why? Why does it end? Why is there no Avelis on 33? What's the reason?
They stopped dying.
What's the reason, though? What is this? What does it connote? It's the Yortzeit of who? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. What did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai give us on that day? The Rebbe gave us the Zohar. The antithesis, he disseminated the Torah on such a high level. It was the tikkun of Saras Ayin in Torah. It was the opposite. He gave over to L'dayri Dayris, the Zohar. That's why it's a day of celebration. We're no longer stingy. We give over. We say over. terrible. What does the word tsarua mean? Tazria mitzora, tsarua, tsarua. We know what one of the reasons why tsaras comes, the commercial American, tetvavah, because of tsaras ayin. People are stingy. We all know Lashon Hara, the reason the Gemara says. The Gemara gives another reason, stinginess. There's stinginess also in Torah too. Person's stingy in everything. That's why the Patek Rav Hashem starts the punishment with what? With the house, then the clothes, and then himself, and then the gavra. Hashem wants the guy to get the message. He's not getting the message. The Rambam says, Taris Adam, Mitzora can get Tzaras anywhere in the planet Earth. Rambam says Nigebatim is not in Chutzlarts. The Taurus Kohanim says it's in Eretz Yisrael only after the 14 years. 7 years of conquering distribution. The Ramban says Nigei Begadim is only in Eretz Yisrael. It's against the Tiferes Yisrael who holds Nigei Begadim is even in Chutzlarts. The three types of Negoyim. But one of the reasons it's Taurus Ayin. This is what the Sphira was. It was an antithesis of Lev Toiv. They weren't for beginners. That's where the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva perished. Shimon Bar Yochai, the Yortzeit, says he gave it to her. And the greatest Madrega. Do you know the Medrash says that the reason why the Goyim happened is connected with Cham and Canaan. That it'll be Nige Batim and Canaan if we're stingy because of what Cham and Canaan were involved with. What were Cham and Canaan involved in? You know what they're involved in, the Gemara says? Cham castrated his father, Noach. And Hashem cursed his son Canaan, Cham's son Canaan, that he would be an Eved. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is, you know, Cham didn't want to have him, Noach to have another boy. That means less Yerusha, stinginess. Hashem says that he'll curse Canaan and he'll always be an Eved. He'll never have his own stuff. It's Midi Kenegan Midi. Midi Kenegan Midi. To be so stingy like that? Midi Kenegan Midi. Who was the opposite of this? The Medrash says, Eliezer. Eliezer had his own son. He really wanted his own son to marry Rivka. He doesn't do it. He does everything the opposite, to give over, to be a giver. He does his utmost to be the giver. And therefore, Eliezer is taken out of the state of being an Arur. And the Medrash says now he's given brachas, because he was a person that gave. That's the connection that Kenan is Nige Batim. When it becomes stingy. And that's what we got to run from. And run away from. We always have to be people that want to give a lev toiv. That's what the sphere here is all about. That's what Tazirim Mitzayra Tzavua. Get rid of that from us. So, you know, we talk about in history. The Pasuk in Yechezkel and Perek Lamed Vav says, Ben Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset that Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. And they're being the time of the land. The Medrash on that Pasuk in Yechezkel, the Medrash, I don't know if it's on Yechezkel, but in verse of the Pasuk, it says, even if Klal Yisrael is doing bad things, at least they're home. At least they're in Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk is a condemning, Yechezkel condemning your Klal Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in the time of the land. The Medrash in verse and it says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least you're home. It's like if your parents want you home, even though you might fight like cats and dogs, hopefully not, keep it aveng. But at least you're home. At least you're here. Who was the first Zionist? It's a trick question.
Hashem.
Not Avram. Human being. Terach. Terach. Mischila of the Avodah Zarah, you have a Seinu. Terach. 3 weeks ago we said it. Terach was the first Zionist. The first fellow. Right? There's like something called Har Sinai and Har Amoriah. Har Sinai is obviously Torah and Mitzvahs to Abishur. But Hashem also gives Har Amoriah. That there'll be time when they're Yidim that aren't doing Mitzvahs. But Hashem says, you're still with me. The greatest Chilul Hashem since the Churban Bayis, Rav Mital Zatzal said, was the Shoah. Hashem says it was a Chilul Hashem to him. To his name. Because we're inextricably linked with him. And Hashem also relates to the Yidim. You have Theodore Herzl. You have Ben Gurion. They weren't from. But they connected to Hashem through Har Moriah. And the Medrash and Yecheskel says, yes, they might be enforcing Din Averis in Eretz Yisrael, but they're still home. They're home. And that's part of this process of Eschalta Tegula. There's Harsina HaMoria, and the Abishur was relating to them as well. And this guy will bring everyone back. And part of that notion is not to be a tzarua, is to be a leif toiv to all the yidim, because we're all b'nei Yisroel. And the real tzibur, as the Rav Tzatzal would always say, is we're in Eretz Yisroel. He can have 10 million yidim in diaspora and 10 yidim in Eretz Yisroel. The real tzibur is in Eretz Yisroel. The real tzibur is Eretz Yisroel. So no matter how you slice it and your belief of tzionit, it's akaras katov to the Eibishter. Where have you have our country? Can you imagine the UN? The UN. Two-thirds vote in 1948. Was it 1947, November 29th? They couldn't get a vote on anything majority. Two-thirds. They had all these countries voting for us. Only the Eibishter stepped in. Could that happen? Truman was pleading to the Brits that they should accept 100,000 Jews in 47. If they would have accepted, we would not have had Medinas Yisrael. They didn't. Hashem said no. It wasn't going to happen. This is all Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that no other nation goes back home. They always secede. They come back to their nation, their people. This is a day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its greatest volumes. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Siyata Dishmaya to be Lev Tov and to be forgiveners. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. So Sunday we go bite in the Chazon.